So I'm here with Angela, and she is a writer and a traveler, a teacher, a businesswoman, and you're also a mother.
Yes, I have
And
twins.
you have twins. That's amazing. Wow. And so you also are now what's called an empty nester. Can you explain what that means?
It's the feeling that you get when you realize that you've worked hard for your kids all those years and now they're ready to leave. And because they're twins, the nest is going to be emptied completely at once.
Yeah.
And I would be in the house by myself. I did think, though, that my son would have stayed home forever. So I would never have got to a position of having an empty nest. And my daughter, she left a little bit earlier. But it was just the thought of, you're in a house that your family's grown up in. What do you do now? Do you take in lodgers? Do you rent the house out? And that's when I made my decision to travel. And it was a gap that I spotted because my kids were 18 at the time. It was likely that my daughter would have grandchildren at some point, or I would have grandchildren, she'd have children, and then it would not be possible to come away again. So I saw the gap. I rented the house out, and my son, who was the last to leave the house, he said, "Mum, are you renting my room as well?" And I said, "Well, of course I'm renting your room. You don't get a house with a teenager resident in it." And he was absolutely flummoxed, but he found somewhere to live. He's working. She's found somewhere to live. She's working. And I think that one of the things you can give your kids actually is independence. I think it's the biggest thing that you can give them.
Yeah, back in the day, it used to be that you would get kicked out of the nest. That was another phrase, you'd say like,
Yes.
okay, when you're 18, your parents would give you that push like a mother bird, go fly, go do your thing. And I think it's still a good thing, actually.
I think it's a very good thing. Yeah.
That you go out, I was not really kicked out, but I did leave right away, and it was a good experience.
It was the best experience. That those years when you've got freedom, you've got your friends, you're growing up, you're learning about the world, you should be out there by yourself.
Now you've done something against the grain. You went and traveled by yourself and your gap year. Now in Asia where we are, this isn't really an empty nester culture. Like I don't know
No.
if they, especially Thailand, they don't really push kids out of the house. People stay and live a little bit more. Have you noticed a difference in like kind of the family dynamics now that you're in Bangkok?
I think in Bangkok and Thailand, and certainly the other Southeast Asian countries I've travelled, I've been amazed at how families operate and live together. I think I'm very saddened by my own circumstances in the UK, and lots of people in the UK where families are divided and they don't live together and they don't support each other. When I was living in Isan, it was very obvious that families, because there's no social services, people have to work or they've got no money. So the parents would have to go to Bangkok or Phuket or one of the tourist areas, and the children would be left with the grandparents in the village. So it was obvious that there were lots of children who were growing up with grandparents, aunties. But I looked at this and thought, well, these kids are living in a village where it's safe, they're happy, they grow up as a gang, and they're loved.
Yeah, that's really nice. It's interesting you mentioned that. One of the saddest things I ever saw unexpectedly was when I was in the Philippines. I was flying out. I was in the Philippines, had a great time. And when I was going at the airport, they had this long line. And I didn't know what was going on. It was all these children and their mothers. I mean, we're talking dozens. And it seemed strange. And then it hit me. Oh, because the Philippines have so many people that work overseas. These were all mothers that were saying goodbye to their children
Yes.
because they had to go work overseas. And it's like, I even get choked up now, like thinking about it. It was just really powerful that like the people that had that situation, that those mothers, they don't want to leave their kid.
Yeah,
That's got to be
but they
really
have
hard,
to.
but they have to. They have to
They
go
have
to
to.
wherever they're going to go in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was something. I'll never forget that.
Yeah. And I find families over here are just so willing to share. They share their food, they share their beds, they share their houses. In a way that is just so different
Yeah.
to what I've experienced in the UK.
That is true. That is true.